We've spoken to you before of the importance of loving kindness. This is another thing that is often written off by the world as a sentimental request. Loving kindness is the thing that most connects you to the universe, which is the source of all love and kindness. And loving kindness does require a particular kind of discipline. It is interesting and challenging being in a human body because, of course, not all of your thoughts are full of loving kindness. And we certainly hope you do not have that expectation of yourself. That moves into the perfectionistic realm, which means then you are going to be in a state of fear. Because once one of your thoughts wanders, you are going to say, it is not perfect, it is not loving, and I am bad. So we would like you to avoid all of that. And we are going to talk about the placement of loving kindness. Now, we're going to take an extreme example for you. Let us say you are driving down your freeways. We find that amusing that your roads are called freeways when they definitely are not free. But you are driving along and someone cuts you off. Your first thought is not loving kindness. It is certainly much more angry and abrupt but we would want to say this too, natural. That is a natural response. And so when you have the response, let us acknowledge it, allow it to move through. And then, if you are still focused, you can allow loving kindness to enter your thought process, which is to say, that person is probably having a bad day. Or maybe they came from a bad family and it has created this unfortunate behavior in them. It would be sad to live like that. That is where loving kindness enters. But you understand you must allow for your human responses or you will be at war with yourself all of the time. And that is not a good thing. And it is not good fortune to have that going on. But you must also allow yourself to be able to move from one mode to another with acceptance of yourself, but still that stop and looking at what might be going on with another person. Energetically, that is a very powerful thing to do. To stay locked in hatred and resentment, which we understand, puts that hatred and resentment out into your freeway experience, which is really not a good thing. So have what is real, what is true, and then see what you can add that has a gentler, kinder, even a kind of curiosity, because then that energy goes out into the freeway and that does much more good than staying in the pent-up pressure that you may have felt initially. We are using the freeway. We can use many other examples. But we would like you to think about choosing your time for loving kindness, choosing the place where you will enter loving thoughts, choosing a response that is kind. And once again, no one is asking of you that you always feel like doing all of this. Loving kindness is a spiritual practice. And when you do a spiritual practice, you know that it takes effort and that there may be a morning when your spiritual practice is fluid and easy, and another morning it may take a disciplined movement of energy to get you into the practice. Now, of course, you will feel better at the end of it, but the entry is not always the same. And this is true of your life. This is true of the things that you encounter in life. You are going to have human responses because you are human. And that first thing you feel is very human. But we are saying that if you look at loving kindness as a spiritual discipline, then you will understand that there is energy needed to keep it in place. There is energy needed to set it up and energy needed to sustain it. We are always very concerned when we see someone who is self-judgmental because all of their thoughts are not bonny and bright, because all of your thoughts are not bonny and bright. But to turn on yourself and say that you are getting it all wrong because you were not compassionate in every thought that you had, that is not good. That does not allow for your humanity. When you allow for your humanity, you are going to find that it is easier then to move to a place of loving kindness. Because you have allowed loving kindness for yourself. You have said, I am human. I did not like that. I had a bad feeling about that. I had a hard reaction to that. I understand. I understand why that was true. And now that I understand that and I have loved myself, I'm going to see if there is a place here where I can move my thoughts, my mind, and possibly even my behavior to a place of loving kindness. This is something that we really want you all to understand, because becoming more spiritually aware does not mean that you become less human. It simply means that you understand and embrace yourself. And in that embrace, you free yourself then to offer to others, to the world around you, the kind of energy that you want to go into the world. And when you take away the idea that this is a thing that is done perfectly, you are going to have so much more energy for moving to the place you want to move, for making decisions from the place you want to make them from. But if there is not loving kindness with you first, and an understanding of all the things you feel as because you are human, if that is not first, then loving kindness does not become a spiritual practice. It becomes a spiritual act. Something that you are acting out, but it is not true because you did not clear the energy field from whatever you were feeling as a human and saying, okay, I felt all of that, and now I am going to see if I can choose a place here where there is room for loving kindness. We want to remind you that when you do that, that choice makes all of the difference in the energy around you. It makes all of the difference in the world. But the balancing of these two things, your own humanity, how you have human reactions to things, and then you allow that, you embrace yourself in that, and then you say, now that I have felt all that, is there another thing I can feel? Is there another place I can take my thoughts? Now this is a spiritual practice. Spiritual practices do not make hypocrisy a demand. And when you see spiritual people or people who are telling you about their spirituality, and you see the difference between what they are saying and how they are and how they are acting, it is very discordant. And that does not do the world any good at all. So that is not what we need to be doing. We need to be moving authentically with everything that we feel, but also with the things that we choose, even though it may take a bit of effort to choose the thing that you want to choose in your life. We are going to take a few moments and speak about that together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the golden light of the universe above your head, pouring into your head, into your crown, and your third eye, into your throat, into your heart, into your solar plexus, your second center, and your root. And feel that column of light straightening all of your chakras, aligning them, putting them together in harmony. And let that energy connect you with the energy of the universe. Let the golden light spread through your body for healing, for comfort, for love, and allow the universe into your body to care for you, to strengthen you, to make you wise, to know you, to love you. Now bring your attention into your heart center and look at your garden. See what is growing there. Find the place in your garden where you are resting, where you find comfort, and appreciate what you have built in your own heart and how good it is for you. Now look around your heart center and see the place where a path is lighted. And let that path call you. And walk to the path and let the path take you upward. No effort. No effort is required. Let go of any heaviness you might be carrying. And let the path give you light. Know that the air is full of blessing for you, and it is rich with all that you need and all that makes you who you are and illuminates who you are. and as the path moves you up. Come to a place of high intelligence. This is a place where you can know more about something in your life than you may know now or that you may have acknowledged now. So in this place, think of something you would like to know more about. And feel the energy rise up and see if it is a color or a symbol or a movement. Let it become your own. Now come to the path again and let the path move you upward. And come to the place of dreams. And allow yourself to think of a dream without any limitation. Now come back to the path and let it move you upward to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the path, breathing in all the blessings, filling with them, healing with them. Into your heart center. Begin to breathe into your heart center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded, open your eyes.